We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm driving home, and I stop by Total Wine for, you know what, some rations, some essentials. And
that old Camla cocktail? That old Camla cocktail? Or did Charity call you and say, hey, make a stop pit. Don't come home without this right here, boy.
It might have been a little bit more like that as I throw wifey under the bus. Shout out to Charity, my beloved wife. But here's the thing. So I try to stay off my phone when I'm driving. Wink, wink. But I get there and park and look at my phone, and I see a little alert from the Texans. Aaron Colvin released. And I said, well, we just got a lot of content for Wednesday's show. And then I go to Twitter, retweeted the tweet, and I said, Lonnie Johnson, welcome to a starting job in the NFL. And I scroll down my timeline like two or three tweets, and I see my main man, Clint Sterner, basically said the same thing, that Lonnie Johnson, I don't know, remember the exact tweet, but it was something to the effect of, you're up, Lonnie Johnson, man.
And look, I don't think Lonnie's a slot corner in this league at this point in time, but I think that this coaching staff has a lot of confidence that Lonnie Johnson is a better – Lonnie Johnson being in your top three cover guys on this defense in whatever shape however you formulate that, whether you move Roby inside and you put Lonnie Johnson outside or you move J-Jo inside and you put Lonnie Johnson outside. Either way it goes, I believe that this move is made and the trigger was pulled on Aaron Colvin because the coaching staff is confident that – The cover guys on this defense are better 1 through 3 if it's J-Jo, if it's Bradley Roby, and if it's Lonnie Johnson. Now the young cat's gonna have he's got a sharp learning curve. Now he's got a steep learning curve. Let me say that he's got some serious climbing to do. But when it's all said and done, you drafted him in the second round. You clearly got confidence in him at this point in time, and there's not a better time in this schedule than to make a move like this and put a young guy that his strength is physical, tackling, speed, and strength. I mean, just a strong, big, physical, aggressive dude. And if you're going to throw that guy to the fire, if you're going to baptize a guy by fire, you want it to be against the Jacksonville Jaguars, a rookie quarterback, a run-heavy approach, what you expect to be a run-heavy approach.
Clint's mic just went flaccid
My damn mic needs some blue chew, man. What the hell happened over here, man? Damn mic slid down and hit me in the belly button. What the hell going on? But there's not a better week. That's right. There's not a better week to put a young dude in there that's got a physical mindset than this week versus Jacksonville. So you hope it pays off, but to me it screams confidence in their second-round draft pick of 2018 to let's get the dude on the field and see what he can do.
Well, and Clint, you know this. Second round picks need to play. And you don't force them onto the football field if they're not ready to play. But first and second round picks should be a part of your plan as a rookie. And so I love that angle of Lonnie Johnson now being just put up to bat. Now, you mentioned however you formulate it in terms of who guards the slot and who guards the perimeter. And I heard John McClain talking about, or theorizing, I should say, you know, that J-Jo may kick down to the middle. I personally don't perceive it that way. Bradley Roby played a lot of slot corner with the Denver Broncos. A lot of slot corner. He also played outside. But to me, he strikes me as a more versatile cornerback that can come inside or outside than Jonathan Joseph, who's been playing outside his whole career. I would go Roby inside, and I would go Lonnie, and I would go J-Jo outside.
Well, what you got to do is we can overthink this, right? Is let's say you go in and you play. Your plan is, and I don't know what the percentages are, because a lot of times the way the game unfolds, how many third and fours do you get in? That determines how much man you're in a lot of the time, and so the situations can dictate what types of coverages you are. But for whatever you can go in your system, you can go in and say, it's very simple. Rack can go in the first meeting and go, hey guys, in any man situations this week, we're going to play matchup man. So Bradley Roby, You go everywhere Chark goes, or D.D. West, whoever their whoever that this coaching staff believes is their go-to guy that they like to go to, or their most dangerous deep threat, or their best possession receiver, whatever it may be. You can tweak the system. Very, very minor to get what you want, or really in this situation to keep from putting Lonnie Johnson in a bad situation. Man, in the first drive last week, somehow, some way, this is one of my knocks on Rack from last week. Tayshaun Gibson gets matched up in a man-to-man situation with Thomas, on Michael Thomas. How in the hell does that happen? You tell me how.
He's supposed to be guarding Cook.
How in the hell does that, I mean, if you took all the DBs, Let's say there were six DBs in the game last week at this point in time, which I think there was only four because that's when they played man and he came out of center field. But let's say there was five, and you said, okay, who's going to cover Michael Thomas? Gibson would be four or five. He wouldn't be one through three, right? Now, he may be above Colvin after that game, but going into that game, you had to believe that it's more likely that Colvin gets matched up in the slot in a man situation on Thomas than Gibson's. Gibson gets matched up. That's the kind of thing that you cannot afford. Now, it didn't happen again. It didn't happen. I don't believe it happened again in that game. But those are the kind of things that you can totally eliminate if you play matchup man. And it doesn't change the whole game plan. It's hey, guys, in third and five or less, we're going to play match man. Bradley Roby, you go wherever Westbrook goes. J.J., you go wherever DJ Chark goes. And then it's a trickle-down effect. And Lonnie Johnson can take the tight end or whoever the third receiver is you can really manage not putting him in too terrible of a situation. I don't think it's that big of a deal. I believe they don't make this move with Colvin if they don't feel really comfortable with Lonnie Johnson.
Good call.
But you can do some things with very small tweaks, very minor tweaks on a defense to keep from putting a young fella in a bad spot if you're concerned about it.
So we're Clint Kamla. We're on Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio 610, reacting to the big news yesterday that Aaron Colvin has been let go. Philip Gaines has been signed. He's a journeyman cornerback, former third-round pick by the Kansas City Chiefs. Played his high school ball here in Texas in Converse and played his college ball for Rice, where he is the all-time Rice leader for passes defensed. That's a pretty good stat. But I got to give a bunch of credit to John McClain, because Clint, we were up in Green Bay and we were actually at the point traveling from Green Bay to Milwaukee to then make our way back here to Houston. And I was kind of rundowning a little bit and I saw this article, Texans Wire. They did a podcast. It was the Texans Talk podcast, and Texans Wire took it and ran some of the quotes from John McClain. And we know that he's the general, and we know he's a Hall of Famer, and we know he's sage. But check this out, because that dude called this. He said, quote, "I don't know if Aaron Colvin is going to be able to cut it, even though he's doing everything he can." McClain went on to say, "When a guy tries hard, he's been here plenty of time, he still just looks out of place. He just doesn't look like a guy they're going to have confidence in to cover inside receivers. Now, I may be wrong. He may get games and all of a sudden he starts making plays like crazy and be here for 5 years, but right now I think they need to find another one." That's when we were in Green Bay. John McClain,
yeah,
for
well,
the win.
Well done, Mad Dog. Well done. Look, I mean, when it's all said and done, This just all came to a head on Monday night for all of us to see. Aaron Colvin didn't get cut because of Monday night.
Good call.
Aaron Colvin got cut because of the lead up last year, a little bit injury prone. Didn't really jump on the scene like they expected him to jump on the scene with the money that they gave him. They gave him an outside chance.
And he was called out for his attitude,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, there's been some attitude issues. I don't know that he ever really conformed to, hey, man, you ain't quite as good as you know, maybe we're paying you. You ain't living up to that. I don't think any guy likes to hear that, but it takes a very humble guy to I guess take it and as constructive criticism and not be defensive about it. But nonetheless, it's one of those things where up until Monday, it's one of those, hey, it's cheaper to keep her kind of deals. It's cheaper. You're going to pay him $7.5 million. You might as well keep him. He's at least going to be in your two deep. And then after the performance on Monday night, you again, for me, I know that people will bang on Aaron Colvin about the deep ball again over the top, the touchdown to, what's his
Taysom name? Hill.
Taysom Hill.
And Traquan Smith.
And look, yeah, the Tre'Quan Smith guy, now that was one that I didn't list earlier. That was just the quarterback bought time forever, and the receiver created separation on a really kind of a pretty exotic, really cool little route design. I don't know that anybody covers that guy, that any NFL receiver, long enough in that situation to I guess, force an incomplete ball there. That was a tough out. But nonetheless, the point is I don't know that any one play that we watched got him cut until the very last one. And I'm not saying that from a standpoint of the results of the game hinged on that one play. I think that field goal was going to be good from 65. Now, I think it would have changed their thought process. I don't know if they would have attempted it from 65. But when you watch how that unfolded, there was a serious lack of confidence, Rick. And you cannot play quarterback and you cannot play cornerback in this league, in any league, without confidence. And so, to me, that tells you right there, this dude's burnt. It's going to be tough to come back from whatever it is that he's scared of and insecure of and lacks confidence because of. He's not going to come back in a Texans uniform. That's the bigger concern than maybe a technique issue or a speed issue or an injury issue. Once they lose confidence, man, and Drew Brees saw it, guess what? If you don't think them Jacksonville coaches weren't fixing to come at 22.
Oh, and a former Jaguar, by the way.
You betcha. If you don't think that Phillip Rivers was licking his chops going, hey, boy, I don't know which one of y'all want to get in the slot, but we're fixing to have some fun on next Sunday. I mean, they see that, man. They see that, and you just can't afford to go into another game with that duck on the pond.
So I think that Bradley Roby will be the guy that predominantly is the slot corner going forward to replace Aaron Colvin with Lonnie Johnson Jr. going outside. Let's hear from Bill O'Brien earlier today at his press conference talking about what he saw from Bradley Roby in the Saints game.
I thought his cover, he's a good cover player. I mean, he plays good in man, plays good in zone. I thought he tackled well. And I thought he communicated well with his teammates in a tough environment. So I thought he had a decent game.
I'm
he had nine tackles.
I'm high on Bradley Roby, man. Anytime a guy has that skill set and that confidence level, the change of environment, the change of system can prove to be major, major in his career. And so it appears that he's approaching this thing the right way. Even in this league, when you face guys, that guys are going to, like Michael Thomas, he doesn't need to run away from you to get catches. He's a big hand, big catch guy. He's a body. He uses his body. He's a physical guy. And Bradley Roby, there were a couple of times where he's literally in his hip pocket. I remember the preseason game against Green Bay, the big 6'5" receiver that he caught a couple of balls in the slot. Versus Bradley Roby. I can't remember.
Geronimo Allison?
No.
Or Sternberger?
No, that's not it either.
Alan Lazard.
Nope. You're 0-3, Chief.
Wow, 0-3.
Big white kid, either light-skinned kid or white kid.
Trevor Davis?
Nope. It's a real dynamic, exotic last name. But nonetheless, the point was that Bradley Roby is literally in his hip pocket fighting. The coverage is not bad.
It's Valdez Scantling.
Nope. The coverage is not bad. The catch and throw was just better. He forces a perfect throw and a strong hand catch every time I've seen him stand out this season. The four preseason games and one in-season game. He's having a good coverage year for sure.
Equanimeous St. Brown?
And by the way, he will hit your ass. He will come downhill and flat hit you like most corners won't do.
Jamon Moore?
Nope. What, is there any? Hey,
Jimmy Graham.
B-Mac, is there anything? B-Mac, is there anything exotic about Moore?
No, nothing at all.
I mean, I don't know if I know you two like to get on me about what the words I use and what they mean, but I know damn good and well Moore is a very basic last name. I mean, that ain't it.
I went through the whole roster and missed.
He must have got cut.
Oh, man. He might have gotten cut, man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.